So you tuned into Tax FM 107.2. I'm here with Sean Dipnal. I hope I'm pronouncing that right.
Yeah, that's right. Most people say Dipnal, but it's Dipnal from where.
So quite a credentialist CEO of the Explorer Group right now, but you started off at UCT studying actuarial sciences and then moved on to become a lecturer in actuarial sciences at the University of KZN, am I correct?
That's correct. That was a long time ago.
And then you went on to be chief actuary at Nedbank's insurance portfolio, as well as Vodacom's insurance business.
That's correct too.
And then the first time you became a CEO was at Viva Life Assurance. And then you went on to be chief data scientist at Telkom, is what I see here.
Yeah, that's all correct.
That's such a long list. So how do you do it? My first question. This is just for me so I could get there as well.
I mean, before I answer that question, what's not in there is I was a radio DJ at UCT many years ago.
So, I'm on the right path then.
You're on the right path, yeah, exactly. That's the secret to my success, being a DJ at a university.
I agree. So you went to the university at UCT where you studied actuarial sciences. Was your dream to become an actuary, or did you always know that this is the path that you wanted to take?
So I definitely didn't want to become an actuary. I worked at my bursar then, and I won't mention the name of the company, but it was the most boringest job I'd ever had, and the people I disliked. So as soon as I knew what an actuary was, I didn't want to become it. I always wanted to teach and basically start a school. That was my dream. Just sort of got lost in corporate life and salaries and bonds and car repayments for a long time before I left that world about 10 years ago.
So at Tux, we also have actuarial sciences, obviously, but the students, the one thing the students hate the most, the actuarial sciences students, is that they have to do programming as a module, yes. Especially in first year, first semester. Did you have to do that as well?
So no, when I was young, programming and software development wasn't really around, to be honest. Now it's massive. You know, everybody needs to code, and what we teach, which we'll talk about later, data science is 80% writing code. So I didn't have to code, but if I did that course now, I would need to code for sure.
Definitely. So tell us exactly, what is the Explore Data Science Academy?
So the big idea is, you know, I worked in corporate South Africa for a long time, and it became clear that we needed these data scientists, right? Who are able to use big data sets and write algorithms to solve problems. In looking for these candidates, there weren't enough of them. You know, we needed like 10, 20 a year at these companies, and we're only getting one or two applications. And when we looked at the universities back then and still now, you know, not many universities were teaching data science. And those that were teaching it were teaching it in a very theoretical way. It was, you know, integrals and papers and handwriting. So, you know, we thought there was a massive requirement to build a new institution that taught data science in the right way at scale, because this country needs tens of thousands of them, not hundreds of them. So that was the idea, to build this learning institution that taught data science in a year, where students would come and in sort of an immersive, practical way, you know, learn how to code and learn the art of data science. And yeah, I mean, it's been phenomenally successful. 3 years later, Durban, Joburg, Cape Town, online, thousands of students have been through our halls. So yeah, that's a history, and that's what we do.
So what kind of courses do you offer at the Explore Data Science Academy?
So we got all sorts, right? So firstly, we've got 6-week courses, 6-month courses, and 1-year courses. So different sizes for different sort of requirements. We then got data science, data engineering, business intelligence, data analytics. And then we've got the ability to do it online part-time or on campus full-time. So that's the sort of full breadth of the offering.
What levels of qualifications does one need in order to apply at EDSA, and what type of qualifications do you offer, rather?
So to enter, you only need a matric. We test you to see if you're able to do the course. So you have to do an assessment and a boot camp, because it's quite difficult. On average, most people doing our courses have got a degree, probably about 70%, but some of them have only got a matric. Then to answer your second question, we're a C2 accredited institution. So when you finish our course, you get an NQF level 5, which is actually not that impressive, right? NQF level 5 is, I think, a diploma. But we would say that our course is of a sort of a an on Azure difficulty. But the catch here is that there's no such thing as a data science qualification. So we needed to retrofit our work into the existing framework, and we popped out with an EQF level 5 certificate.
So what would you say would be the ideal person that graduates from EDSA? And I mean this, like, when someone walks out of EDSA or graduates, what would you want them to have in terms of skills, and where do you see them going once they leave?
So to start the second question, so our students, on average, I think about 93% of them get employed within 3 months, earning 400,000 rand a year. So the skills we teach are very lucrative and employable, right? A model student comes out with two broad characteristics. One, they're a data scientist. They can work with large sets of data in SQL, writing Python code, you know, building machine learning algorithms to solve problems. So really sort of equipped to solve problems with the data science toolkit. And then secondly, and as importantly, they're team players, they're collaborative, they're agile, they can, like, you know, adapt and sort of work in teams. So those are the two things we really focus on in the year.
So I'm a programming student.
Wow, there we go.
The major language that they teach us here is C++. What major language do you teach there? Because we're dying here with this language. I personally feel like it's the worst language out there, C++.
Yeah, so C++ is quite difficult and quite sort of a core. We teach Python. Python is definitely, I think it's the most popular language in the world and the biggest, fastest growing language in the world, and definitely the most used data science language in the world, right? I mean, Google, Facebook, they all use it, and the open source libraries are growing exponentially. So we definitely teach Python. But programming is a core skill, right? Like, if you've got a C++ background, coming and learning Python would be quite quick.
Ooh, I hear a lot of people say that. So university, tertiary institutions in general are very expensive. So what are your costs, and what financial support do you offer students?
So tertiary educations are expensive. What you don't see is that the government subsidizes 2/3 of it. So the actual cost is very, very high. A third of it is typically the student's cost. You know, our costs, we think are very affordable, right? So the online course for a year is 36,000 Rand. The on-campus is 60,000 Rand. The payment options, there's four, right? The one is upfront. The one is pay-as-you-go for a year. The other one is a 36-month loan. And the other one is a scholarship where it's for free. So anything from free to the full cost is open to you. So lots of payment flexibility, and we think quite a reasonable cost of the program.
Really is. So I'm going to go back to the more personal questions. You say to be an entrepreneur, you need to be a little bit crazy. Now, that's a different level of crazy when you call it bad crazy. So do you fully believe that you need to be crazy, and why?
Are you quoting me there? I believe that, but I don't remember ever saying that.
Well, that's what it says on the brief.
Funny. So, being an entrepreneur is different to being a data scientist, just to sort of create that separation. An entrepreneur is, you know, you definitely need to have a dream, need to have a vision that no one else has, right? So the sort of future that hasn't been created. And you know, against all odds, fight to create that, right? So definitely you need to be crazy, to have endurance, to have grit, to fight against the odds, to be punched in the face and get up. I mean, it's a very, very difficult journey. And a bit of craziness is definitely required from my experience.
So tell us more about the phrase actuary academic entrepreneur. What does it mean, and where does it come from?
Those three words put together is probably quite rare. I don't think, you know, that's been said more than three times in the history of the world. I'm an actuary, I'm an academic, I'm an entrepreneur, and somehow those three things combine to be me and to be the Explore Data Science Academy. So, you know, to try and find some similarities, I mean, actuaries are quite academic, they're quite mathematical and statistical. So those two things go together. Entrepreneurship is very different to academia, right? So academics are typically very, very unentrepreneurial. But quite a rare combination of words.
Okay, so is there anything else that you'd like to mention that I've left out, maybe?
Yeah, so I mean, just, you know, part sales pitch, part just sort of honest reflection. I mean, you know, the world is changing dramatically. You know, to thrive and survive going forward, you know, it's different skill sets, different attitudes. You know, this whole digital fourth industrial revolution requires a different sort of set of skills. And typically, the you know what your parents say you should do and what the university and how the universities teach, that's quite outdated and outmoded, right? So to really sort of thrive, you know, you should be thinking around the skills of the future, which is software development, data science, UI, UX, cybersecurity, robotics, like all these buzzwords are the future. And for you know, youngsters to sort of throw themselves into that universe is definitely the right thing to do. It's fun, it's fast moving, it's lucrative, it's highly employable, there's global requirements. Like that's my strong advice would be for the youngsters and listeners to really explore and sort of jump into that direction.
So where can we find you as well as Explore Data Sciences Academy? On the internet, on socials, email address maybe, or a website?
Yeah, so we've got all that, you know, Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, blah, blah, blah. And if you Google Explore Data Science Academy, we'll fill the front page and some more. So it's quite easy to find us. And our website is www.explore-datascience.net. On that website, there's all the details, right? All the courses, all the qualifications, all the entry requirements, the brochures, you know, the costs, the start dates. I mean, it's all on the website.
So that's www.explore-datasciences.net.
Yeah, data science.
So no, data science, not with the other S. Ooh. So you personally, if someone is inspired by you and wants to follow you on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, where can they find you?
I'm an old man. I personally don't have any of those accounts. So, I mean, it would be impossible to follow me at the moment.
So just LinkedIn then?
I do have a LinkedIn. I think I have a LinkedIn account, but there wouldn't be much to follow if you follow me there.
Otherwise, thank you so much for joining us and giving us all this informative information.
Cool. Pleasure. Good luck. Good luck with your DJ career and your future as a developer.
I feel I need it. Thank you so much.
Cheers.